This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1407, Principles I Live By, by Tynan of Tynan.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator, reading to you every day, including holidays, from some of the best blogs in the world. And happy Friday. Before we get to today's post, I have a book recommendation for you today. Read Good Habits, Bad Habits, The Science of Making Positive Changes That Stick. Author Wendy Wood draws on 3 decades of original research to explain the fascinating science behind how we form habits, how our brains are wired to respond to rewards, take cues from our surroundings, and how we can take advantage of this knowledge to make real change happen. That's Good Habits, Bad Habits by Wendy Wood. Read this landmark book and start changing your life for the better today. I have a link to that in this episode's description. For now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Principles I Live by Tynan of Tynan.com. Most of what we do is subconscious, driven by our habits. The rest is conscious, primarily driven by our principles. In addition to dictating our conscious actions, principles also guide which habits we decide to create. If we want to improve ourselves and become more effective, our habits and principles are the places we can get the most leverage. A good habit like eating healthy can affect nearly every aspect of our lives, just as a principle like always telling the truth can improve our relationships and lower our mental load. Just as I don't think there's a universal set of habits that's right for everyone, I don't think there's a set of principles that's right for everyone. Even so, it's always interesting to hear what others' principles and habits are to use as inspiration for creating our own. I follow my principles very closely, but not completely. Sometimes the situation calls for deviation, and other times I simply fail to stick to my principles. The former is okay, but the latter is something I try to minimize. With that in mind, here are 4 of my own. Favor long-term over short-term. I put this principle first because I think it may be the most important and universal. Whenever I'm trying to make a decision, I'll think out months or years into the future and try to guess what would leave me in a better place then. This often makes otherwise difficult decisions very easy. Should I buy this thing I want? Well, if I'm going to lose interest in it in the future and it will depreciate, then I really don't want it. Which set feature should I work on next? Whichever one is going to make the most users the most happy in the long run. In general, I feel like enough good things happen in the short term that I don't need to optimize for it. By favoring the long term over the short term, I guarantee that those good things keep happening and I can set my sights higher. Tell the truth. I always tell the truth. The only exceptions I can think of are when I've promised someone not to reveal something and it's asked by someone else, or when I'm talking with an authority figure and it'll make both of our lives easier if I lie. With people I know, I never lie. Telling the truth is broader than not lying though, and also means being proactive about saying things that need to be said and being authentic. Those are sometimes the hard bits. Besides the benefits of serving those around you and not having the cognitive load of trying to keep lies straight, telling the truth also helps you make other decisions well. If I know that I'm going to tell the truth about everything I do and never hide it, I am more likely to make decisions that follow my other principles and ethics. Output over input. We can divide the way we spend time roughly as input and output. Input is reading, watching TV, listening to music, and eating great food. Output is creating work, making connections with other people, and using our hands to build things. There's obviously a time for input, but whenever there's any doubt as to what I should be doing, I favor output. This is because output teaches just as well as input does, and we have a societal bias towards input. It's easier to watch TV or movies, so I have to stack the deck in favor of writing, programming, and even drawing. Be different. I believe that our time on Earth should be used to benefit others, making life one big pay-it-forward Ponzi scheme. By setting our sights low towards just making a few people's lives a little better, we can take the pressure off ourselves that might otherwise drive us to try to save the entire world. Being different has value on its own because it gives people alternatives and can inspire them to break out of the mold. When you do something very different, even as minor as figuring out how to make living in RVs really great, you get that chance to impact people in a small way. So I don't insist that everything I do be radical or crazy, but when I'm deciding between 2 options and one is rarely or never done, I always go for that one. Decide quickly. Rather than waiting until I'm 100% sure on something, I'll jump in at 75%. This means that I make a lot more mistakes than most people, but it also means that overall, I'm still making more decisions and making way more of them than average. I believe that the quality of my life, as well as the impact I'm able to make, will be controlled largely by my ability to make a lot of good decisions. By not waiting for certainty, I get to make maybe twice as many decisions, and they're probably not much worse than they would be if I took more time. After all, most of the information we need comes in the beginning, and the rest of the information often serves just to make us more comfortable with the decision we've really already made. These are just a few of the principles I live by. Simply having principles helps me fulfill the last one I mentioned because many decisions are already made for me when I decided on the principle. If you find yourself in angst over decisions or you feel like you aren't a great decision maker, it might be worth the time to really think about what you believe and codifying it into principles that you can act on. You just listened to the post titled Principles I Live by Tynan of Tynan.com. And don't forget, good habits, bad habits, we all have them. But did you know that almost half of the things we do every day, we do without thinking? Eating and exercising, of course, but also complex things like how we behave in a meeting, what we buy, or how we talk to our families. We do them automatically, just by habit. Yet for some reason, whenever we want to change something about ourselves, we rely on willpower. And when that doesn't work, we think we don't have enough. But we're going about it all wrong. It's not about resilience. It's about understanding how our mind actually works. Unlock the secrets of the habitual mind. Read Good Habits, Bad Habits, The Science of Making Positive Changes That Stick by Wendy Wood. Read this landmark book and start changing your life for the better today. And I have that linked in this episode's description. That should do it for today. Hope you're having a great day, a happy Friday, and I'll be back over the weekend as usual, where your optimal life awaits.